It is the Greg Polk, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Pat and Cook, Greg Polk here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios up in New York City, covering the grand jury convening up there for our former president, John Burton. How you doing, John? How's the coverage going, man?
Well, I can't speak to any of the coverage or any of the proceedings, but I can just tell you things are moving along rather swiftly. So there you go. There's your update.
I'm glad none of that happened while you were there, quite frankly, because, you know, you're up there for basketball, right? Have you been to Madison? You've been to Madison Square Garden before, hadn't you, or have you?
Oh, yeah. Early in my career, when I worked in Syracuse, we used to come down for the Big East tournament all the time. And I've made several trips to the Garden. It's a special place, man. When you walk into those doors, you just feel like the history. And I know it's known as the Mecca of basketball, the world's most famous arena. Billy Joel called it the center of the universe. You really get that feel when you walk in those doors. And I was able to go courtside yesterday to do a couple of on-cams, and it was just, you know, you really feel it when you walk out there. It's a special place, man. It's cool to be here.
Yeah, and I actually saw the Predators play the Rangers there, believe it or not. That was really cool. I got a little funny story. Yesterday, you got up Tuesday. You did a stand-up outside of Madison Square Garden. I talked about this on the air. And you're out there doing your stand-up with Madison Square Garden in the background. There was a line of people, I guess, to get in for something, whatever was going on there.
It was a Ranger-Carolina Hurricanes game.
And usually when people are on TV, the people in the background are waving and jumping up and down and trying to get on TV. Those people didn't care what you were doing. I hate to say it, but it's like,
I love it.
It's New York City. There's somebody out here with a camera. So what?
Yeah, you know? Because they see it all the time, especially here in Manhattan. You know, people are out here doing stand-ups and news reports on camera. They're used to it. They're just like, oh yeah, just some jabroni out here, you know, with a camera talking. So that's what I love about New York. It's like, you know what? Screw that guy. I got a Ranger game to go to. Yeah. I don't care what he's doing. You know. Yeah, it was cool.
Have you had a chance to use the term Fugazi while you're up there, by the way?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not yet. No.
Well, let me ask you this. FAU or UT, who will be Fugazi after tonight?
Well, I really like UT in this matchup for a number of reasons. They have the size advantage. They have the physicality advantage. And listen, FAU is a scrappy team. Obviously, they're smaller and quicker. They're going to try to look to get out and run and, you know, not allow UT to get set up in their half court set, but they haven't really been shooting well lately. You know, they the first two games of the tournament, they haven't shot well. Not that UT has shot that much better, but when you have a team that's struggling to make baskets against a really strong defensive team like UT, I think it's advantage Tennessee. So, but I think, here's the thing, though. I found this out yesterday. You know, you like to write your little notes down on your thing and come up with these wonderful tidbits on the show. I got one for you, and you probably already know this, probably are already on your yellow legal pad, but I didn't realize this. FAU is 10-1 this season in games decided by 5 points or less. So if it's a close game, FAU's got the poise and the nerves to kind of see this thing through to the end. And so if it's a close game, let's say at the five-minute mark of the second half, it could get interesting.
Well, and you look at that league, and I didn't know. Did you get a chance to see the U? I mean, you're in New York City. Who knows what you were doing? But get any chance to see UAB Vandy, any of that last night?
We caught the tail end of it while we were having dinner.
Yeah. But UAB and North Texas are both still alive from Conference USA and FAU. So Conference USA being well represented with that. How much, John Burton with us from New York City, of course, tonight, the Vols at FAU. Yesterday, Dusty May, of course, come out right after their win this past weekend and about talking about UT and the Australian, I think he said rugby at first, but I think he meant to say football, but whatever.
Yeah, he mixed the two sports. Yeah. He said Australian rules rugby. There's no such thing. There's Australian rules football and there's rugby. I should know. I played rugby for 19 years, so you don't call a rugger an Aussie rules player, and you don't call an Aussie rules player a rugger.
Yeah, well, it seemed like he backtracked on that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, he kind of walked it back a little bit. I think he was excited, caught up in the moment. I think what he was trying to convey to his team, like, hey, you know, bring your big boy pads tonight because it is going to be a physical game. And, you know, talking to a lot of the UT players yesterday during the media avail, I mean, you know, they're kind of a watered-down version of the Bad Boy Pistons almost, in that they like having the reputation of being a physical team. You know, Jemai Mashak, who was great to talk to yesterday, was saying, you know, you don't want to be a team that has a reputation that's soft. Yeah, it's kind of a badge of honor for them. And, you know, Euros Plastic was basically like, I don't understand why everybody's, you know, saying that we're, you know, we go above the line and we're this and we're that. We're just a hard-nosed physical basketball team. And I said this last night on the air. I said they're a throwback to, you know, some of those 80s and early 90s teams that you and I watched, Greg. So, yeah, you know, May kind of walked it back a little bit, but I think, you know, he's aware that, you know, his team will need to either, A, be physical or get out and run and get away from them in order to make things happen tonight. So, you know, it's just coaches, you know, I don't think he was taking a shot at UT per se, but, yeah, he walked it back a little bit yesterday.
Well, and, you know, we know the style of play UT has played, you know, under Barnes in particular, but certainly this year, and it's the issue was never brought up until they beat up Duke. And then you got Jay Billis, you know, baby crying and all the stuff that went. You know, if they would have done that to Kansas State or, trying to think of somebody, Arizona State, it would have never made the news, but they did it to Duke.
Right, exactly. And, like, or I'll give you another example, right? Let's say they played Michigan State and it was just a bloodbath. They say, these are just two good, hard, physical teams going at it in the NCAA tournament. We like that. Right, you're right. They beat up the pretty boys. They beat Duke, and they beat them up a little bit. And Duke, you know, they tapped out, man. They wanted no part of it. You saw the last part of the second half. They tapped out. And, you know, that ruffled a few feathers because Duke's not in the Sweet 16. And, you know, these mean old thugs from Tennessee are advanced. So, yeah, that's basically what it comes down to. I agree with you 100%.
And it's really just a new narrative, really. I mean, that hadn't been an issue all year long. I tell you what, the other game, Michigan State, Kansas State, and you're talking about that's the style of Michigan State's play. If Tennessee, Michigan State, I mean, you're right.
Man.
I think the first team to 50 will declare the winner. But that first game.
Yeah, Brad Powers were on with us right now. Yeah. He'd be like, Matt DeAndre, if those two teams play. But yeah, I think I kind of want to see that matchup in the Elite Eight. You know, to be honest, I'd love to see Michigan State and Tennessee and just, you know, like I said, old fashioned Big East style physical hoops, man. That's what I grew up on.
Yeah, in that first game, 5:30 our time, Kansas State, Michigan State. That sounds like a great game too.
Should be a great game. You know, you got, you know, everybody's saying Izzo, but man, I'm telling you, I love this Kansas State team. I love their coach. I love the way they approach things. I like the Wildcats tonight. I really do. I think, you know, Michigan State is at a great run, but I think it could come to an end tonight. But you're right. Either way, that's going to be a fantastic game.
How do you spend your day in Manhattan there, John?
You know what? We are staying at the Wyndham New Yorker, which is basically right around the corner from Madison Square Garden. So Bob Cusack and I, my photographer editor, we've basically beaten a path from the hotel to MSG, back to the hotel. We haven't done much. We haven't tripped the light fantastic. We went to the Barney Stone last night, which is near the garden. It's the famous Irish pub there. We had went there for a little bit after dinner, but, you know, we had a heck of a day. We had some technical issues and stuff going on, and it was, you know, by the time we were done, we were so spent, and we got a nice dinner, and then, like I said, we went out, had a pop or two, and that was it, man. I haven't had much time to do much of anything other than work, so we'll see. Maybe tonight we'll get after it a little bit, but we'll see.
Go interview Times Square Elmo.
Yeah, I saw Elmo at Times Square the other night. We were walking around going to dinner, and we went through Times Square. We saw Elmo. We saw Sonic the Hedgehog. We saw Pokemon. We saw, man, Spider-Man. I think the Naked Cowboy was out there playing his guitar. So
it is the center of the universe. It really is, or our world.
It's amazing.
I
would advise all of our listeners, you know, I think you agree, if you visit New York City, and you should, make sure you go to Times Square and just walk around and just see the freakery that goes on.
Yeah, I love New York City. I do. And all the boroughs, I really do. I could, you know, people think you're crazy, but I could live in Brooklyn. I really could. I mean, but I'm out here in the country. So anyway, all right. Are you coming home tomorrow, or are you coming home Sunday? What do you think?
I think I will be back Sunday.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I think they're going to at least win tonight and get to the Elite Eight game. You know, it depends on who they play and what the matchups are. But I have them winning tonight, if that's what you're asking me. Yeah, I've got UT winning tonight.
Do they need
probably
to...
by about 7 or 8.
Yeah, the spread's, I think, 5, something like that.
5.5, I think. Yeah,
something. If they win tonight and they get to the Elite Eight, Tennessee's only been there one other time with Bruce Pearl. Do we drop the regular season Rick tag?
Absolutely. You're one win away from going to the Final Four. You know, you know this, Greg. You're a basketball guy. You know what it takes to navigate your way through the NCAA tournament, all the things you got to overcome. They had their one clunker game that they survived, Louisiana, right? You know, they beat up on Duke. If they win tonight, to me, it doesn't matter what happens Saturday. I think regular season Rick is over. You get a team to the Elite Eight, that's a major accomplishment.
Yeah, at Tennessee, like I said, only the second time, and certainly with that, and who knows, by Saturday night, they'll be making reservations for the Final Four.
Might be cutting down the nets at the Garden Saturday night. Wouldn't that be something?
Yep. I tell you what. Well, JB, have fun up there. Get busy. Get to work.
Oh, I'm on it. I got to finish up my workout real quick, and then it's back on the grind. So,
yeah, that's me too.
Miss you guys, and I'll see you next week.
All right. Well, safe travels, and have fun. Should be
Thanks,
fun
man.
Tonight. See you, bud.
All right. See you soon.
All right.